Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along on your Throwback Thursday. Oh, my goodness. I threw a whole bunch of things at you right there. But let's get to the good of the day, my friend.
Good of the day has to go. Well, I'm going to phrase it this way. April Fool's Day came a little bit early, Tony.
It did?
Yeah. Because Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon were able to dupe several media outlets into thinking they were creating a show called Who's Having My Baby? Where, obviously, Kevin Hart was the host of the show and Nick Cannon was on stage interviewing people to see who would have his 14th child.
Nick Cannon, man. I know Nick Cannon is a radio guy. I know Nick Cannon was married to Mariah Carey.
He's a TV host.
TV host. How many different women have had kids with Nick Cannon? He has 13 children, but
I think it's different women.
Six different women. Okay.
But that's not the eye-opening thing. It was the last 2 years, I think he's had six kids.
That's incredible.
Six different women. I think it's where it really comes into play. Is that,
goodness gracious.
I mean, like, three of them were born within a month of each other.
Is it Genghis Khan? What are we doing here? If you do one of those DNA kits, everybody has a little bit of Genghis. Genghis Khan was like, he just kind of had children all over the place while he was ruling an empire. And just, that's what happens. Jeez. Nick Cannon, well done. I don't know if that's well done. How much money could you possibly make to support 13?
I think he's wealthy.
Prior
to like his stardom, he's a trust fund kid.
Oh, is he a trust? Okay.
I think so.
They get a cut. They don't get a dollar amount. They get a percentage, right? So if you sign a new radio contract or a television deal, your women are coming going, all right, I want my monthly support to go up now. Mr. $10 million over 5 years or whatever it is that you're getting for this or getting for that. My goodness. But that's actually funny and believable. So good for them on faking everybody out.
Only Variety was able to figure it out that these two, that it was a prank. And basically what this was an advert. It was kind of a teaser for a prank show that they're coming out with.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But like entertainment, New York Post, they all ran with the story that Nick Cannon is hosting a game show or is having a game show hosted by Kevin Hart of where his next baby's coming from.
That's fantastic.
Who's next baby mama?
Good for them. Good for them.
It's awesome.
All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Tony, is that it's time to update the it has been blank days without a Tiger Woods controversy.
I know. I saw this story and I have to admit I was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of like, oh, no,
now, there's
we're
not too
go
many,
down another road.
There aren't too many details about what is wanting to be revealed. But what we do know is that his ex-girlfriend of 6 years, what was her name? Erica Herman, is now seeking to have the NDA that she signed at the beginning of the relationship nullified. And the only reason why you would have that nullified is that so you could speak freely about the, you know, sexual misconduct that might have happened or sexual harassment that might have happened.
What a weird position to be in as a person where you meet somebody and you fall in love and then there's the business arrangement that has to be done.
Yeah.
Right? Like, okay, before we give into our love for each other, my lawyer is going to talk to you about a couple of things, and I'm going to leave the room. And then you let Stan the lawyer come in with his briefcase, and he brings out some forms that you have to sign in order to be the girlfriend of one of the greatest athletes, you know, accomplished athletes.
Well, at least Tiger's learning.
Yeah, right?
Right? Well, I mean, at least he, you know, past relationships haven't really worked out in his favor, so at least he's kind of getting ahead of it now.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it would make sense that if you're a girlfriend coming in with Tiger, that he's going to have you sign a prenup.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, I would understand that.
He got absolutely bombed when Ellen Norgren divorced him.
I mean, yeah.
He got, woo.
Didn't she get more than half?
She got a lot of money. A lot of money. But this kind of made me sad because I felt like Tiger was approaching that age, you know, where he was like 47 and he was like, you know what? I got a girlfriend. My kids are fine. Yeah, we do the dual custody thing with Ellen. We're on good terms. We're not married, obviously, but we share the custody. We talk about our children. I'm playing golf tournaments. I'm supporting this. I'm supporting that. I got my son, an up and coming son.
who's gonna you know, supposed to take over the kingdom from me.
Yeah, you know, and so I'm thinking rolling along. And then I read this, and I'm like, all right, we're down another dark. Tiger Woods path now.
Is this not the most? As an athlete, you look at, you know, I'll compare Tiger Woods to other athletes. I've never heard of so much controversy that just keeps popping up.
It just keeps popping up with him all the time, all the time.
You know, you like, just think he's starting to get a handle of things and he's doing well. Like, he won the Masters, and then what happens? He gets into a car accident, almost loses his legs.
Well, here's the thing about this article. Like, so the story is built like this, right? So she's challenged, like you said, she's challenging the non-disclosure agreement in court, and she's going, and they're doing the Speak Out Act. That's the act that says, yeah, your NDA does not protect you from sexual assault or harassment. Now, you're right. The only reason that she would do that is based on that. She's not doing it so she could write a book about their trip to Cabo.
Right.
Right? She's doing it because she's saying, their lawyers are saying, well, we're due to the Speak Out Act, we're trying to get this nullified. But the article says there's not been an accusation or evidence of sexual assault. Yeah, because she hasn't cleared the court yet. When she clears the court, then I want to hear what she has to. Like, she's not doing it now.
And that's the thing, that it's really, that's the reason why you're doing it.
Right. So, yeah, while
it's
there
like
is
you said,
no
it's
accusation
not because
yet.
It's, you know, hey, I want to talk about my trip to Cabo. It was great. You know, this is what Tiger and I did. We went snorkeling. I'm trying to do a tour guide book.
Yeah. She's basically going through the procedure to get this nullified and the reason she's having it nullified is what she will then come out with when it's gone through the court and said, yeah, you can now, that's now null and void for you. So yeah, of course she's not saying anything now. She's still under the NDA until she gets a ruling on it.
It's just so bizarre.
It is so bizarre. And it's sad too, because I really thought, we all took our shots at Tiger for a long time.
Of course.
You know, and then now, and I felt like at 47.
Especially that one Thanksgiving.
That one Thanksgiving, man. Then he won the Masters a couple years ago and everybody was happy. And then he got in that car accident and he came back and everybody was happy. You know, and now more stuff. Again, you never know about these people behind the curtains. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day is move over, Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear, yes.
Because we now have Cocaine Cat.
Uh-oh. Is Cocaine Cat worse than Cocaine Bear?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Cincinnati residents were calling authorities because they believed that there was a wild leopard running through the streets in their neighborhoods.
Oh, how great is that?
And it turned out that it was a cat, but it wasn't just any cat. It was an African serval cat, which is an exotic animal, that happened to be high on cocaine.
Beautiful. So, where did it get said cocaine?
That's the million-dollar mystery there, because they captured the cat. Obviously, it was just hanging out in a tree at that point, probably coming down from its high, you know, just needing a little nap. And then, they were able to do a DNA test to determine what kind of cat it was, because at first they just thought it was just a large house cat. And it turned out, no, it's an African serval cat, which is illegal to own in the state of Ohio.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But what I found interesting is that we have a correlation with Cincinnati, because aren't they the bear cats?
Yeah, they are.
So
that's
now,
right.
Now they might have to change their name to the Cocaine Bear Cats.
Cocaine Bear Cats, sure. Why not?
I don't think Cocaine Bear is from there.
No, it won't work out. Yeah, right. But still, you're right. Why do people like exotic animals so much?
I don't know.
We learned from Tiger King while we were all in COVID lockdown that this is a big, big business. This is a big underground business.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Like if you want a rare parakeet from Tahiti, there are people who can smuggle that in for you. They know how to do it. Like, again, Siberian snow leopards, whatever. Polar bears, who knows? You can get anything. And then you have your own like little private zoo that somehow, some way gets undetected by people.
Yeah.
You know?
It's amazing to me. Like Tiger King, that was, besides the characters in the show, because that was phenomenal. it was a real eye-opener that there was a, like, almost like a free market trade system going on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, again, it was one of those things where I would, if you had told me it was going on, I'd probably go, yeah, I'm not surprised. But then I watched it and I went, oh my God, there's like a whole illegal network.
Yeah.
They know who to go to. And they know the players. They know the people to do this. Yeah, exactly. Like smuggling in rare animals to rich people's private little backyard zoos. And somehow nobody knows that they're around. Nobody notices the large, large, large orders of meat that keep going to them.
Yeah.
Having another barbecue, Mr. Simmons? Yeah, I know.
What was the Tiger King?
Helping out the neighborhood.
Tiger King used to like do all the dumpster diving or buy
expired
meats.
Expired meats so he could feed it to his animals and his
And apparently
zoo.
Some people on pizza.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God, that's terrible. Good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.